Welcome to Watershed September podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I am the cinema curator here at Watershed. I occasionally get asked, what is a festival? Or perhaps more accurately, I ask people who approach me about projects, why are you calling it a festival? Whilst a couple of screenings and a party might be fun for all involved, it does not constitute a festival. Certainly, they should be fun. Mind you, I've thought about having a festival that is impossible to get to, or a you would really have to want to get there festival. The going becomes part of the event. Music festivals like Glastonbury, Shambhala are something of that nature where the expedition element is part of the festival. I did hear of a music festival on a Scottish island which depended on the tides for audiences to get there. If you were unlucky, the boat wouldn't sail, but if the wind was in the right direction, you could hear the music. The key component of festivals, I feel, is that they should combine the element of discovery and adventure with some serious celebration. I say all of this because this month we have Encounter Short Film and Animation Festival taking place. Over the years, the festival has grown in stature. It is certainly the biggest short film festival in the UK, but retained an openness and accessibility. Key to it is discovery. Encounters is now a major showcase of new talent. All those names you know of, such as Andrea Arnold, Nick Park, didn't come fully formed into the film firmament. Talent, either in front of or behind the camera, often start in short films, which are subsequently shown in festivals. Although your Cannes, Venice, Sundance get all the media attention, it is in festivals such as Encounters that the work of new talent is showcased, profiled, discovered and celebrated. These festival screenings are an important stepping stone for that talent in the process of making careers in the film industry. I've been involved in Encounters long enough now to have met people in the film world who say that the screening of their film at the festival was important for their career. If you want to catch them before they are discovered, this is the place to do it. If you're a talent scout, this is the place you scout. Or if you simply want to discover some of the most exciting new films being made, then Encounters is the place to do it. Isn't short film just a calling card for making feature films, I hear you say? Sure, they give a sense of the talent behind and in front of the camera, but at their best, they are perfectly formed pieces of creativity which work on their own terms. Also, as is demonstrated by Spike Jonze's recent Perfume ad, short films are not just some rites of passage, but short bursts of creative energy. However, an important strand of the festival is to showcase that talent who have moved into feature films, and also importantly to hear of the challenges of getting their film made and out to audiences. This year we are delighted to be screening Bristol-based filmmaker Esther May Campbell's Light Years. Esther won a BAFTA for her short film September, which screened at Encounters a few years ago. She has now made a beautiful, delicate study of the relationship between a mother, played by Beth Orton, and her children. The film premiered at Venice Film Festival last year. It was produced by Sam Haley, who is one of the most dynamic film producers around. Sam and his company Third Films are determinedly non-London based. They work out of the northeast of England and are probably best known for their collaborations with filmmaker and artist Dwayne Hopkins. Also in the Shorts to Feature strand, we have another two British debut features. Norfolk by Martin Radich, which played in competition at the Rotterdam Film Festival and is an intense atmospheric character study. Whilst Michael Anderson's The Hatchling is a terrific homage to the B-movie set on the Somerset levels, complete with mutant crocodiles. Think Hot Fuzz meets Roger Corman. These are three examples then of work over short film, animation and debut feature films that you'll be able to discover at Encounters Festival. And when you need a break from discovering, there'll be plenty of opportunities to seriously celebrate. The festival runs from the 20th to 25th of September. More information can be found at encounters-festival.org.uk or on watershed.co.uk. That's all for this month.